Watch Emergency Room Doctor, We Are Not Overwhelming the Healthcare System. By Hannah Blow on July 27, 2020. An emergency room doctor joined her colleagues for Monday's White Coat Summit in Washington, D.C. as part of a greater effort to address the massive disinformation campaign around the Chinese coronavirus, reminding the general public that we are not overwhelming the healthcare system. Dr. Simone Gold spoke at Monday's White Coat Summit and discussed the negative effects of the mass lockdowns while addressing critics, some of whom are calling for renewed lockdown restrictions. We have to remember that the whole purpose of locking down was not to overwhelm our healthcare system, Gold said. Okay, we cannot forget that. We cannot just keep changing the definition and keep moving the goalpost. She continued, adding that we are not overwhelming the healthcare system. Her remarks coincide with growing concerns over Florida's rising cases, as some individual hospitals in the hardest-hit counties say they are running out of ICU bed space. However, as Breitbart News has documented, bed space statewide has remained relatively steady, despite the state's spike in cases. In fact, a Monday snapshot from the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration revealed that hospital bed space has increased over the last 4 days, jumping from 21% on Thursday to 24% on Monday. ICU bed capacity also grew from 15.78% on Thursday to 18.59% on Monday. Gold said she experienced many months of a decreased workflow during the nationwide lockdowns, explaining that she would see not even half the number of patients I normally did, a rarity for an ER doctor. American College of Cardiology. They put out a paper that about 40% of strokes and heart attack-like or chest pain situations were just absent. The same thing for strokes, she said. Gold cited one of her colleagues who saw less than half the numbers of people he would otherwise help, suffering aneurysms in their brain that would cause bleeding and cause a stroke. And he was seeing less than half. Where are all those patients? Are they labeled COVID deaths? Those are casualties of COVID, but they're not the virus, she said. They're not the virus. So the death effects of the lockdown are extreme. Gold added that she wrote a letter to President Trump several months ago, calling the lockdown, not the virus itself, a mass casualty incident. She emphasized that more people were being harmed by the lockdown and dying from the lockdown than the virus. And until people listened to us, the frontline doctors, they thought that was crazy talk. It's not even close to crazy, she explained, citing the rise in suicide calls and reports of increased child abuse. In all ways, the lockdown is a problem. Strokes that went missing, anyway, the list is endless, she added.